A federal appeals court will decide whether President Trump's controversial immigration ban should resume or remain on hold. The case originated here in Washington. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has more.
Since last Friday, immigrants and refugees have been allowed to enter the country after a federal district court judge halted the administration's immigration restrictions. In its appeal, the federal government argued that the judge's stay puts the country at risk. When asked for examples, August Flinchy, the government's lawyer, pointed out there have been people from Somalia who were connected to an Islamist militant group.
The reason we sought immediate relief and a stay is because of the district court's decision overrides the president's national security judgment about the level of risk.
Flinchy says the president has the authority to make those judgments. In the days after the executive order was signed, there was confusion on enforcing the ban. People from the seven countries cited in the order were barred, even those who were legal permanent residents. It also suspended U.S. refugee programs until the administration can evaluate the vetting process. But Washington Solicitor General Noah Purcell disputes the government's claim that the restraining order is causing irreparable harm.
In fact, it was the executive order itself that caused irreparable harm to our states, to Washington and Minnesota and our residents, and to many other states and people, as described in the many amicus briefs that have been filed.
The hearing was streamed live, given the high level of interest. The court is expected to rule within days, but whatever the decision, the case is likely to be appealed again. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.